This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Gerard passed away Tuesday. Funeral services for 75-year-old Lawrence L.J. Jansen will be held on Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Davis Anderson Funeral Home in Gerard, burial in Union Chapel Cemetery, and friends may call today from 4 until 7 at the Davis Anderson Funeral Home. 64-year-old Mary Lou Bertetto of Gillespie passed away January 4th. A memorial service for 64-year-old Mary Lou Bertetto will be held on Saturday at 1:30 at the Cravagna Funeral Home in Gillespie, and friends may call on Saturday from noon until the time of service at the Cravagna Funeral Home. 70-year-old Dorothy June Whitworth of Bunker Hill passed away January 3rd. Funeral services for 70-year-old Dorothy June Whitworth will be held on Saturday at 4 p.m. at the Cravagna Funeral Home in Bunker Hill, burial at a later date in Woodburn Cemetery, and friends may call on Saturday from 2 until the time of service at the Cravagna Funeral Home. 55-year-old Christy Moore of Jerseyville passed away Monday. Funeral services for 55-year-old Christy Moore will be held on Monday, January 13th at 1 o'clock at the Crawford Funeral Home in Jerseyville, burial in Oak Grove Cemetery, and friends may call on Saturday from 4 till 8 at the Crawford Funeral Home. 85-year-old John Lowe of Mount Olive passed away Sunday. The Perfetti Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements, and no services are planned for 85-year-old John Lowe. WSMI News continues in just a moment.
Ooh, that's what you'll be saying when you slip on a pair of Dr. Comfort diabetic slippers. You'll love the soft, warm feel, the non-skid-out sole, and the extra depth to accommodate your inserts. Now available in styles for him and her. Stop by Michelle's Pharmacy today and try a pair on. Better yet, grab an extra pair for that someone special. Michelle's Pharmacy in Carlinville and Gillespie, where delivery to your home or office is always free. Still trying to find the right one? Stop searching. Shop Plaza Truck and Trailer Parts. Their experienced staff will find the right parts for you at the right price. They have the parts you need to maintain or customize your truck and trailer. Their parts counter is open 7 to 5 Monday through Friday and 7 to noon on Saturday. Stop by 108 North Old Route 66 or call Larry Tote or Jim Lang at 217-324-2566. Plaza Truck and Trailer Parts. The prices you need and the customer service you deserve.
In other news, Carlinville Moose will have a fried chicken dinner at the Lodge tonight starting at 6:30. There will be an American Red Cross blood drive in the Brighton Municipal Building. The blood drive is next Friday from 2 until 7 p.m. Turner Hall in Mount Olive will be hosting a chicken wing cook-off on Sunday, January 19th. The hall will open at 1 p.m. and the rules are wings are due by 2 p.m. Each contestant should bring in a minimum of 2 pounds of wings, and you will need to reserve 3 wings for judging. Each contestant will be assigned a contestant number, and the judges will choose the best overall wings. The entry fee is $10. Each contestant is responsible for keeping their wings warm and their utensils, and if you're using a crock pot, you should bring an extension cord. Free nachos and popcorn will be available, and to pre-register, you can contact Kara at 618-779-1302. Macoupin County residents having trouble paying their mortgages may qualify for help in reducing their payments. Legislation has been signed to protect Illinois homeowners by preventing a lender from selling a home while the homeowner is applying for a federal mortgage assistance program. In 2009, the Obama administration worked with financial institutions to create HAMP, which allows qualified homeowners to modify mortgage payments to 31% of their income. The program lowers monthly mortgage payments to make them more affordable and sustainable. Through the IFPN, families facing financial hardship can access HAMP to apply for a loan modification. In Illinois, approximately 47,000 Illinois families have received permanent loan modifications through HAMP that enable them to stay in their home. Those having trouble paying their mortgage, facing foreclosure, or know someone who is, should reach out to IFPN as soon as possible by visiting the website keepyourhomeillinois.org or by calling the IFPN hotline at 1-855-KEEP-411. If you have items for the Macoupin County News, you can send them to WSMI at MacoupinCountyNews.com. Reporting for WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.
Thanks, Rick. Today's news brought to you by Michelle's Pharmacy in Carlinville and Gillespie, Cruz Enterprise in Girard and Verdon, Plaza Truck Service in Carlinville, and Save More Pharmacy and Gift Shop on the Square in Verdon. Time now to update the markets presented by M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs, and by Seavers Equipment in Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn.
Hi, I'm Kristen Treese with M&M Service Company. Up until recently, the words convenient and financing didn't mix, but the FS AgriFinance program has changed that. FS AgriFinance enables you to secure financing through M&M Service Company for all your farming input needs. So not only do you save time, but your production needs and financial plans are all handled by people who understand your business the way you do. Ask about FS AgriFinance from M&M Service Company today. It's custom financing at your convenience.
Seavers Equipment Company has always been a reliable place to shop, and at SeaversEquipment.com, you can find just about anything. Visit SeaversEquipment.com to find Case IH tractors, planters, combines, and anything Case IH. As of January 2014, SeaversEquipment.com has huge, updated, used equipment inventory listings. Or call Seavers Equipment Company in Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn. Seavers Equipment Company, for all things Case IH.
The annual winter sale at Vesper Granite is on now. Choose from the largest inventory of monuments in South Central Illinois and take advantage of 10% savings on everything in stock. Gain peace of mind with pre-arranged memorialization. See Carlinville Monument Company on Route 4 South next to Lake Williamson Christian Center, Staunton Monument Company at Williamson Funeral Home, the Verdon Cemetery Office, Brighton Monument Company at Targetta and Woolridge Funeral Home, Shields Bishop Memorial in Greenfield, and Alexander Goopser Funeral Home in Jerseyville.
Are you looking to go green without a house covered in solar panels or a wind turbine in your backyard? Thanks to the Economic Recovery Act, there's a 30% renewable energy tax credit for homeowners that install qualifying water furnace geothermal comfort systems. Water furnace geothermal units use the clean, renewable energy found in your own backyard to save you up to 70% on heating, cooling, and hot water. With no ugly outdoor equipment, it's the practical way to go green. Call Snell Heating and Cooling today for a free estimate. Snell Heating and Cooling, your indoor comfort specialist in Litchfield and Verdon.
Listen every Saturday morning at 9:05 for WSMI Sports Saturday live on WSMI FM 106.1. Brought to you by BR Virtual Sports in Hillsboro, Alan Poganpool, your country insurance agent in Raymond, and by Cobwebs and Clutter in Hillsboro. It's a lively hour of high school sports talk and interviews every Saturday morning at 9:05. It's WSMI Sports Saturday on WSMI FM 106.1. We now go to the M&M Service Company office in Carlinville. Here's Carmen Sanders. Good afternoon, Carmen.
Good afternoon, Terry. The markets are mixed, but mostly higher today at the Board of Trade. At 12:30, corn was up 14 to 19 cents, beans up 1 to 7 cents, and wheat down 12 to 14 cents. Prior to the USDA report this morning, beans were up as much as 23 cents on drier weather forecasts for Argentina and on strong export news. Corn was down as traders were waiting for the bearish crop report, where corn U.S. production was expected to increase. However, the report turned out to be positive corn. So shortly after the report was released at 11 o'clock, corn rallied and is traded as high as 20 cents higher this morning. The USDA report was friendly corn and just a touch negative beans, but mostly neutral. However, beans have stayed on the positive side of unchanged due to South American weather and lower world bean stocks. Corn production, U.S. corn production, was reported at 13.925 billion bushels, which was 135 million bushels below the average of trade estimates for 14.066 billion bushels and lower than the December number of 13.989 billion bushels. Corn ending stocks were reported at 1.631 billion bushels, 234 million lower than the average of trade estimates for 1.865. Corn yield was 1.6 bushels per acre lower to 158.8 bushels per acre. U.S. bean production came in at 3.289 billion bushels, 11 million bushels above the average of trade estimates for 3.278 billion. The bean ending stocks were reported at 150 million bushels, which was 3 million below the average of trade estimates for 153 million. and the bean yields came in 0.3 bushels per acre higher, from 43 bushels to 43.3 bushels per acre. So we are seeing a good rally in corn today due to the bullish USDA report. Beans are basically neutral on the bean report, so not a whole lot of things going on the bean side, but corn is sharply higher and wheat is sharply lower. And now for bids. With basis unchanged, the best terminal bid for January delivered corn is the St. Louis barge loaders at $4.51. They got February split. For first half, the barge loaders are at $4.53. And for last half February, the barge loaders are the best bid at $4.55. And then March delivered corn, the barge loaders are at $4.51. And then for next crop year, for October-November 2014, the ethanol plant at Sauget is the best bid at $4.46, the St. Louis barge loaders at $4.41, and for December corn, the ethanol plant at Sauget is the best bid at $4.56, and the St. Louis barge loaders best bid at $4.51, and then for Jan 15 corn, the best barge loader in St. Louis is at $4.46. And then for beans, basis also unchanged for now. The best bid for first half delivered January is the St. Louis barge loaders at $13.51. For last half January, they're at $13.49. And then February is also split, first half at $13.41, last half at $13.16. And those bids are all for the St. Louis barge loaders. And then for next year's crop, October-November 14, the St. Louis barge loaders are the best bid at $11.12. Also the best bid for Dees and Jan at $11.28 to $11.29. And then wheat, with basis unchanged and the market lower, the St. Louis barge loaders are at $6.04. The mill's in a range from $6.13 to $6.23. And then for June, July wheat, the barge loaders are at $5.72. The mill's in a range from $5.72 to $5.77. And now back to the Board of Trade. Corn is up 14 to 18 cents. Beans are unchanged to up 7 cents. Wheat is down 12 to 14 cents. At the moment, March corn up 18 cents at 4.30. May up 17 and a half cents at 4.37 and 3 quarters. December up 14 and a quarter cent at 4.55 and a half. March 15 corn up 12 and a half cents at 4.63 and 3 quarters. March beans up 7 and a quarter cent at 12.81, November unchanged at 11.01, Jan 15 beans down a half cent at 11.07, March wheat down 13 and a half cents at 5.70 and 3 quarters, July down 12 cents at 5.82 and a quarter. And now for a recap, corn is up 12 to 18 cents, beans down a penny to up 7 and a half cents, wheat down 12 to 14 cents. This is Carmen Sanders at M&M Service Company returning you to WSMI.
And thanks so much, Carmen. This update brought to you by Seavers Equipment in Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn, and by M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs. And we'll check back in with our friends at M&M for the closing report at 1:30. It's 12:42. Time now for Radar Weather brought to you by the Hitz Memorial Home of Alhambra. And by the Madison County Ag Auction.
When the need arises for a skilled nursing home, the choice is never easy. At Hitz Memorial Home in Alhambra, we believe in providing a caring community reflecting faith-based values where all residents' rights are respected and fulfilled. When it's your loved one or family member, you want the best people to be responsible for their care. To inquire about skilled nursing, private nursing suites, or our new independent senior apartments, call 618-488-2355 and ask for Kim. Hits, where the people make the difference.
This is Mike Hamilton from Hamilton's Hay Auction in Fosterburg announcing our 2013-2014 sales schedule. Sales will be held every Saturday, 11 a.m. through mid-April, selling small squares, 3x3x8s, and round bales of hay and straw, accepting consignments from 12 noon Friday up until sale time on Saturday. For more information, contact us at 618-410-4293. See you at the auction.
Rain ending tonight, low 32, partly sunny tomorrow with a high of 42, clear sky Saturday night, low 25, and mucho sunshine Sunday with a high of about 50. A few clouds Sunday night, low 35. No precip for Monday through Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday will have highs right around 40. Wednesday somewhere in the low to mid 30s.
before it warms back up on Thursday. Right now, with rain coming down, pressure falling, wind south at 15 to 20 and 39 degrees here at the Weather Center. This update brought to you by the Madison County Ag Auction and by the Hitz Memorial Home in Alhambra. Time now for the Noon Farm Show, presented by Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value. By Carlinville Truck Equipment on North University Street in Carlinville. Wayne Schaefer, your country insurance agent in Jerseyville. And by M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs. Now here's WSMI's Angela Besh.
Thank you, Terry. The USDA released their monthly report on Friday this morning. USDA trimmed corn production slightly while boosting soybean production. Corn ending stocks declined to 1.68 billion bushels on increased projections for feed and ethanol use. USDA boosted soybean production to 3.289 billion bushels from its previous projection of 3.258 billion bushels. USDA said corn stocks as of December 1st totaled 10.426 billion bushels, which was toward the low end of the pre-report expectations, but up 30% from the stocks level in December 2012. USDA pegged soybean stocks as of December 1st at 2.148 billion bushels, which is slightly smaller than the average pre-report estimate. It's the second smallest soybean stocks figure since the 2003-2004 marketing year. USDA also said wheat seedings declined 3% from last year, largely on reduced soft red winter wheat area. Trade Promotion Authority legislation has been introduced in Congress. The bill was introduced by Senate Finance Committee Chair Max Baucus and Ranking Member Orrin Hatch and House Ways and Means Committee Chair David Camp. The measure would restore the president's authority to negotiate trade deals that Congress can pass or reject but can't amend. Without it, other countries are reluctant to finalize negotiations with the U.S. for fear any hard-won trade agreement could be undone with congressional amendments. The American Farm Bureau Federation believes TPA is the catalyst needed to advance U.S. proposals to reduce tariffs and improve market access for farmers and ranchers in trade negotiations. The Senate approved legislation Wednesday that would broaden the ability of veterinarians to dispense controlled substances. S. 1171 would amend the Controlled Substances Act to allow a veterinarian to transport and dispense controlled substances at a site other than their practices, as long as the site of transporting and dispensing is located in a state where the veterinarian is licensed. The measure, introduced by Kansas Republican Jerry Moran and Maine Independent Angus King, was approved through a unanimous consent agreement and now heads to the House for further consideration. When you hear of bioinnovations throughout the world, you probably think of pest resistance, herbicide tolerance, drought tolerance, or something similar. But what about glowing? BioGlow, a biotechnology company in St. Louis, has created the world's first glowing plants, which they've named Starlight Avatar. I spoke with Alex Krzyzewski, BioGlow's research director, about these interesting plants.
Starlight Avatar is actually the world's first glowing plant, and it glows on its own. Just to give a general preview of what we're talking about, there were plants in the past that were made to glow. However, you have to spray them with different chemicals or sprays to a very faint glow for a very short time. So those were basically applications usable for labs and not for general market. And there are also several different products, for example, glowfish, that are sold to general public. However, those have to be illuminated with black light to see them glow. In our case, the plant glows on its own. You don't have to spray it with any sprays. You don't have to use any UV lights or anything. It just like firefly glows on its own.
And does it always glow on its own, even from when it's a seedling?
Oh yes, it glows all the time. The glowing effect is engineered inside plant's DNA, so it's a natural part of the plant. Now, one thing I need to emphasize, we call the plant Starlight Avatar just to give right perspective to how strong is this glow. It's not yet as bright as your nightstand. It may require a few minutes of adaptation in the dark to start seeing it because it's relatively faint. With this said, it's a very far cry from the first plant that we developed several years ago and we published in PLOS One, a scientific journal. In that case, in this first plant several years ago, you had to be for about 10 to 15 minutes in a complete darkness to start seeing them. So in the past 3 years, we worked to improve the glow, and we actually managed to improve it anywhere between 10 to 100-fold. And now the plants are much brighter, so people can see them much faster.
And you said that this is a genetic trait in the plants. Where did this genetic trait come from?
That's a really good question. You know, there are multiple glowing organisms in nature, and I'm sure a lot of your listeners are familiar with them, like fireflies or glowworms, and they're essentially close to 30 different light emission systems in different organisms. And the only commonality between those is that they all emit light and use oxygen. Otherwise, they all evolved from different sources. So, for example, firefly glow has nothing to do or completely different from glow for jellyfish. So one of the most abundant organisms that glow is marine bacteria. They're present essentially in any ocean or big body of water. So if you ever went on a cruise or went swimming in the ocean, I'm sure you had very close encounter with those. So what we did, we took the luminescence system from bacteria and put it in a plant because we think that this is the best suitable mechanism for using a plant.
While glowing plants may catch the eye of people as a fun decorative plant, Krzyzewski says it has the potential to be more, even in the ag industry. We'll be back for more with Alex Krzyzewski after the break, so be sure you stay tuned to WSMI. We'll be back right after this.
Thousands of farmers every year depend on federal crop insurance to help protect their income from unavoidable loss. And many of those farmers depend on Country Financial Agent Wayne Schaefer to help sort through all the programs available and find the best one to meet their needs. Remember, you can depend on Country for all your farm insurance needs. So from the time you put it in the planter till the time it comes out of the ground, you've got coverage from Wayne Schaefer, your Country agent in Jerseyville, an equal opportunity provider. Give us a call at 498-5800.
At Carlinville Truck Equipment, they think being considerate and courteous comes with the territory. Courtesy isn't merely being polite. It means honest friendship, honest prices, and honest dealing. When they put their name behind the product or service they provide for you, they do it with pride, not just in the product or service, but in having you as a customer. For your truck or trailer repair needs, call today at 217-854-6706 or visit them online at ctemi.com. Carlinville Truck Equipment, they deliver what others promise.
Hi, I'm Kristen Treese with M&M Service Company. Up until recently, the words convenient and financing didn't mix, but the FS AgriFinance program has changed that. FS AgriFinance enables you to secure financing through M&M Service Company for all your farming input needs. So not only do you save time, but your production needs and financial plans are all handled by people who understand your business the way you do. Ask about FS AgriFinance from M&M Service Company today. It's custom financing at your convenience.
When you join Macoupin County Farm Bureau, you gain a companion to take on the road with you. Macoupin County Farm Bureau's bail bond card helps you keep your driver's license when you're involved in minor traffic offenses in Illinois. When you post your bail bond card, you simply pay us back at a later date. It's hassle-free. For more details, call the Macoupin County Farm Bureau at 217-854-2571. Farm Bureau, where membership means security.
Before the break, we heard from Alex Krzyzewski, research director at BioGlow, about Starlight Avatar, a glowing decorative plant. Krzyzewski says this technology could have much bigger impacts in the future, though, in both the decorative plant industry, but also in the ag industry.
During the past years that we worked on this project, we found that it may have actually several different applications in different industries. One, of course, is ornamental plants, and that's our first market that we are entering. And let me ask you, what was the biggest innovation that you heard about in the last 100 years in ornamental industry or horticultural industry or ornamental plants?
Oh, I got to say, I'm not sure. In the last 100 years?
Yeah, probably not much. Probably just different color of petunia or different color of rose that somebody managed to breed.
Right.
But that's as exciting as it got so far. So, you know, this industry has been existing for many, many years, probably, you know, thousands of years. But there wasn't too many drastic and important changes that would really revitalize it. So we're hoping to revitalize ornamental industry in the United States and bring more of young people to enjoy our products.
Right, that could be a really interesting market. I'm sure a lot of younger people will hear glowing plants and just get really caught up in how cool they think it is.
Yeah, especially, you know, the fans of the movie Avatar. They have the whole glowing forest in there.
Oh, yes.
So ornamental plants, and we actually produced already several species of ornamental plants, and Starlet Avatar is just the first one. And we hope within the next couple of years to produce multiple additional species which will be brighter and probably different colors. And in the long run, it's also possible, however a little bit technically challenging, we intend to produce plants that have differential glow. For example, leaves glowing green color and the petals glowing red. So that will be, we think it's going to be a very interesting addition to ornamental industry. The second part to it is actually transportation and lighting. Once we get plants to glow much brighter than what we have right now, and we'll have it in, say perennials like hostas or woody ornamentals, you can actually light up pathways and driveways with them. Imagine if you're coming home from day of work and instead of having lights in your driveway, you could have just glowing hostas on both sides.
The best thing about that would be you never have to worry about the power going out.
Correct, and it will come and glow every summer all over again. So that's the second application. And the third application, actually, for agriculture. I don't know if you heard about it, but there is this new branch of agriculture called precision agriculture.
Yes.
That's becoming more and more prevalent, you know, taking photos from drones or even satellites to get an idea of what's going on in the field. And we're sure that this is one of the biggest innovations that's going to be coming to change agriculture in the country with the next decade. However, one of the issues with this new industry is that you can only receive very limited data from these images. You can follow up maybe rainfall or soil humidity, but plants themselves don't tell you very much. So one of the things we have developed already is plant sensors. They basically light up in response to environmental or other cues. And this can be very useful, for example, for farmers. Let's say you're a farmer and you're farming corn or soybeans. And there's a pest in nearby county, a fungus or another pest. And so the farmer has a dilemma. On the one hand, this pest can eventually be blown with wind or by other means to its field and destroy the field, which bears a great risk. And so the only solution that exists in there is just basically spray pesticides before time to prevent the pest from spreading. But pesticides are expensive. So what we're trying to do, we hope that we're going to be able to develop plants that will react to, for example, pests or stress very fast, essentially within hours. And so the farmer would not have to go and spend a lot of resources and time on prevention when it would not be needed, rather than react very quickly when problem occurs and take care of it very swiftly.
So essentially, when a stressor is affecting the plants, they would glow to let the farmer know that something is happening, something is wrong.
Correct.
Wow, I'm sure that would be a really nifty thing to see in the fields, just driving along and all of a sudden, oh no, the corn's glowing, better go out and spray something.
Well, actually, you know, we were thinking that it doesn't even have to be at the level where a person can see it, because even the faint glow, when it's emitted by a plant, can be picked up by a sensor.
Right.
So even the plants that we had, say, 3 years ago could be very much feasible for that. And you know, you don't even have to have the corn to glow. All you have to have, you can have sentinel plants, which are not corn plants. For example, some kind of ornamental, but which is affected by the same pest or the same stresses as corn. So it won't even be in the corn itself. It's going to be in some plants that you can probably plant around your field. And if you see anything happening, you'll know that the same thing happened to your corn.
So that's certainly something to look forward to in the next few years. Again, that was Alex Krzyzewski, Research Director of BioGlow, a biotechnology company in St. Louis. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for the Saturday Horse Show. I spoke with local man Tom Haney. Haney will be having a horse inducted into the Illinois Quarter Horse Hall of Fame tomorrow at a conference in Effingham. I had the chance to speak with him about this very special horse. You can hear that interview tomorrow morning, just after 6, and again in the afternoon at 12:45.
That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.